Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Brother Jack McDuff with the tune From the Bottom Up to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz together. And speaking of, we begin this full hour looking at the genre of acid jazz with an originator in the sub-jazzra. Acid jazz is called club jazz, and it joyfully combines elements of jazz, soul, funk, and disco. It began in the London club scene in the mid-1980s in the rare groove movement and spread to the U.S., Japan, Eastern Europe, and Brazil. The rise of electronic club music in the mid to late 90s led to a decline in interest, and in the 21st century, the movement became indistinct as a genre. Many of those acts that might have been defined as acid jazz are now seen as jazz funk, neo-soul, or jazz rap. but the music they left behind provided some quality listening, and it was an essential evolution of what Miles Davis would have been happy to hear. I think this may be the ultimate amalgamation of genres and sounds and a unique cacophony of evolved jazz. And it's over this next hour that we will look into the story and music of acid jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that has always pushed that proverbial jazz envelope, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you one full hour of that acid jazz, baby. And this is another tasty gem from the flavor-rich music catalog of Kansas City's very own cool cat, John Sweetwood. This is the Bongo Breakdown via Night Trains off the 1996 CD. This is Acid Jazz Volume 2, and if you don't have it, get moving and grab it, kids.
Hello, jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Funk Masters with the tune Mr. Tampa Original off the 2011 CD Acid Jazz Lounge. So the birth of acid jazz featured music played by a generation raised on jazz and funk and hip-hop. It was all three of these elements finally pureed to make that magic. And acid jazz is a very percussion-heavy, primarily live music, closer to jazz and Afro-Cuban than any other dance style. But it was that groove that gave it the funk, hip-hop, and dance music vibe. The term acid jazz first appeared in 1988 as both a record label and the title of a compilation series that reissued jazz funk music from the 70s. It was often called rare groove during a major mid-80s resurgence. Let's dig some of that Greg Franks next on Neon Jazz with the tune Understanding off the 2012 CD Best of Acid Jazz. We'll be right back.
better if we stop to think and try to find a better way. Understanding can be here today.
from the Jazz Hawks. That was the tune Rock off the 2011 album Acid Jazz Music Volume 3. The best of the Acid Jazz cats emerged during the late 80s and early 90s as either primarily live bands such as Stereo MCs, James Taylor Quartet, the Brand New Heavies, Groove Collective, Galliano, and Jamiroquai, or studio projects like Palmskin Productions, Mondo Grosso, Outside, and the United Future Organization. This is the Heavy Shift next on the show off the Tasty 1996 This Is Acid Jazz Volume 2 CD with the song Obey the Rules of the Night.
Everybody, thanks for checking out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I'm so happy to be a part of it. My name is Susanna Smith, and I hope you enjoy the music.
I'm getting closer. I know. Yes, I am getting closer. Sound is getting louder.
That was Cassius with the tune Spirit of Jazz off the 2011 CD Acid Jazz Lounge. So in the U.S. scene, Guru recorded several albums with jazz greats like Jazz Masters. And in the early 90s, local jazz scenes developed in the U.S. It reached New York in 1990, and British promoter Maurice Bernstein and South African partner Jonathan Rudnick opened Groove Academy as a party at the Giant Step Club in the basement of the Metropolis Cafe in Union Square. From this Groove Academy, it developed into a record label and a media company that we are still listening to. With the tune Jazz Boutique, this is La Lan off the 2013 album Underground Acid Jazz.
I just don't want to grow old today. least not in this way, in this way, in this way, in this way, in this way.
So, Miles, what do you think about Neon Jazz?
That was the Network Music Ensemble with the tune Boogaloo. So on the international scene, acid jazz soon gained an international following, including Japan, Germany, Brazil, and Eastern Europe. From Japan, United Future Organization gained an international reputation, signing an American record deal in 1994. And it was there in the mid to late 90s that the acid jazz scene was popping once again. From the minds of Royal Tracks Productions, this is the tune Mellow Touch as we begin dialing down things on this hour of acid jazz on Neon Jazz.
please support Joe Domino at Neon Jazz. I am Shiraza Tenen, jazz drummer, and I am loving what they are doing for musicians, for the community of music.
That was the great little act, very pivotal in the acid jazz scene, Vibraphonics, with the tune I See You off the 2012 CD called The Best of Acid Jazz. Our next acid jazz rich number on this hour of music together is Chen Zhao with the tune Orbital Original off the 2011 CD Acid Jazz Lounge. Thank you.
good with your families after the leave is complete.
How do you feel?
This is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Tony Thomas Band with the tune Carrie, getting us a song away from ending this hour of acid jazz together. And this here quote would sum up the movement. Acid jazz was the most significant jazz form to emerge out of the British music scene. And again, another gem, another import from across the Atlantic. The Brits win again. Our final installment on this hour of acid jazz is Albert T with the acid jazz mix. Apropos, hey? And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a secret acid jazz heart beating inside of him, them neon beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.